When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Donoghue. Today I am delighted to be joined by my Irish Country Living colleague, Janine Kennedy.
Hi Anne, how's it going?
Not too bad. Janine, today we are going to talk about hemp. But before we get into that, congratulations, I hear you've been nominated for a few awards.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a big surprise. So delighted, really. But I mean, every article we write at Irish Country Living is a massive team effort, you know, between designers, photographers, and just people reading your stuff and making it better. So, I mean, it's really everyone's award.
Ah, come on now. Let's talk about you. Tell us what awards you were nominated. It was the Food Writers Guild Awards, was it? And what were you nominated for?
So these awards, it's inaugural Irish Food Writing Awards, and I have been nominated for the Best Investigative Food Writing and also Food Writing and Sustainability, I suppose, just writing about the environment and different things. And obviously, we visit a lot of farmers in our day-to-day jobs, so these primary food producers and the really cool things they're doing for the environment. So yeah, I'm thrilled.
Fantastic. We'll all be rooting for you anyway, that's for sure.
Thanks.
Right, we'll get into the hemp. So I was just having a quick glance again online at the articles that you wrote, and one of them was titled "Should Irish Farmers Grow Hemp?" And then I was like, okay, let's take 20 steps back from that and start with what is hemp. Janine, you're going to be doing most of the talking and I'm going to be doing most of the listening here.
Okay, I'll just go for it then. So hemp has been around for millennia, really. They think that it originated somewhere in the Far East, and it kind of just made its way over here throughout the centuries. And so actually, there's a huge history of hemp being grown in Europe, being used for things like canvas making. You know, back in the day when everyone was on ships and they had large canvas bags, a lot of that would be made from hemp. And it's one of the most, a lot of people would call it a wonder plant, just because it can do so many things and has so many purposes. It's a highly nutritious food. It can be used to make CBD products, which a lot of people use these days for health complaints. And the fibers and the stalk are extremely strong, and they can make things like building materials and eco-friendly paper products.
Okay. Now, is hemp the same as marijuana?
No, this is the biggest misconception that hemp farmers in Ireland have to face. They are from the same family. They're both a cannabis plant. Marijuana has a very high level of THC, which is the main psychoactive element of it. So that would be the drug part that gets you high. THC levels in your average marijuana plant would be around 20%. In hemp, they are present, but in such minor quantities that it's really not even worth talking about. They're about 0.2%. So, you know, marijuana would be about 100 times higher in terms of THC content. So you get high off marijuana, you will absolutely not get high from hemp. And people eat it every day. they use CBD products every day with no ill effects. You know, mostly out there is really positive research indicating how great nutritionally it is for people, what a great food source it can be. It's full of really good amino acids, nutrients, and vitamins. It's got a really high protein content. So, yeah.
And how would you eat hemp? I've never heard of someone eating hemp before. Do you put it in a stew? Do you make a soup?
You can do a few different things with it. In terms of making it palatable, I think that's the more important question. How do you make it taste really good? Because you can eat the hemp seeds, and they're also known as hemp hearts. You can eat them in things like breads. Like, you can use them as a grain, kind of. You could use them as a pulse, so like your lentils or your rice. But the most common way and the most palatable way of consuming hemp is in oil form. So the same way that you'd have rapeseed oil, you can make hemp oil. And it's a really highly nutritious kind of oil to use.
And hemp oil is different to CBD oil?
Yes. Hemp oil is made from cold-pressed hemp seeds, whereas CBD oil is made from hemp flowers.
And you don't That's cook where you get... CBD oil. No. I hear CBD oil, but I know very little about it.
Yeah, so CBD has become really popular in recent years for people who have kind of minor health complaints in terms of arthritis, stress and anxiety. Some people take it for those things. But also there are some more serious health complaints that people say have been helped by CBD. People who have seizures and that kind of thing, they say it has been helped. You can even get it for your pets. We have an old farm dog on the farm, and he has bad arthritis in his hips and a little bit of CBD, and he's out running all over the place again, you know. So it is one of those things where a lot of research.
You'll be thanking you here now.
There isn't a lot of research out there about it yet because it's still kind of new. But, you know, it is mostly anecdotal that people will try it and then they'll say, oh, it makes me feel better. So, you know what? If it's making you feel better, great. So a lot of the farmers in Ireland who grow hemp currently are doing it for CBD production.
Okay. So CBD, as I said, CBD would be really linked to hemp. If mm-hmm. you're growing hemp, are there? I've heard a lot about these numerous uses of hemp. How much of the plant is getting used, and what are the uses? I suppose if you're growing hemp in Ireland at the moment, where is it going?
So growing hemp at the moment in Ireland, there are a few different companies on the island who are doing interesting things with it. There aren't too many hemp growers in Ireland who are using it for things like building supplies. And I know I'm currently building a house, and I'm that crazy person who actually asked the architect if I could get hemp to build her house.
And what kind of response did you get to that?
It's just a flat out no. Absolutely not. But there are there are businesses, and mainly in mainland Europe, where they use the fibers to make building supplies, paper, clothing products, and things like that. There's even a place in Britain where they're making mattresses out of hemp. There are companies in Canada now, too. I spoke with a company for an article I wrote for our career section, and they were saying that they're one of the first companies in North America to be using the entire plant. So most farmers will only be using one part of the plant. Newer, kind of more innovative businesses, to use the whole plant, you need special equipment to break it all down. So, I mean, that's where it really comes down to, is developing the right equipment for that.
So at the moment, there is hemp being processed in Ireland.
Yes, definitely. There's one place called Cama Hemp. I think they're in Wicklow, and they juice the entire plant. So you're getting the nutritional benefits as well as the CBD from it, apparently. And then, but mostly what you're going to see is farmers growing hemp for flowers and then creating CBD products out of those flowers.
Okay, cool. I have you. And so on to the farming kind of side of it. And this is where it potentially gets complicated. What's the situation with growing hemp in Ireland at the moment? Can I go out now and plant a few acres tomorrow if I wanted to?
No. This is where it does get complicated, and I do really feel for the farmers who have to reapply for a license every single year so that they can grow a crop of hemp. So it doesn't matter how much hemp you're growing, you need to be licensed by the Department of Health under the HPRA.
Health, not the Department of Agriculture.
Not the Department of Agriculture. It's under the Department of Health, and this is all due to that minuscule amount that we spoke about of THC that's present on a hemp flower. So just because of that tiny 0.2% of THC THC that you'll find on the hemp flower. There are regulations, and it is very, very tightly controlled. So you need to reapply for a new license every year. And they have complained, like farmers have complained, saying that the licenses can take quite a long time, especially if you're a first time applicant. So, I mean, the first season could be over by the time you have your application processed. But aside from just the headache of having to reapply every year, there are other regulations as well, including the fact that, and this is a big one, you can't legally remove hemp flower heads from the property of the licensed farmer. So a farmer who grows hemp for CBD on his land or her land cannot take the flower to a processing plant down the road and have it processed into CBD.
Do we know what the thinking behind that is, or is there
again it's that really tight regulation surrounding the THC content. It just, if you're licensed to have it on this land, you cannot remove it from that land. You can't remove the flower, because on the surface of the flower are those minuscule amounts of THC. And that's a big problem for a lot of farmers, because they don't have processing units on site to be able to process their CBD. So they need to find a way for a CBD producer, someone who will come and process their hemp to make this CBD oil, there needs to be a way for them to come onto their land and do it.
Okay. So am I correct in saying, just to have all my ducks in a row here, it's just the flower. So do they remove the flowers and send the rest to the processing? Is that the situation at the moment?
At the moment, they're only using the flowers for CBD production. So they remove the flower heads and they leave the rest of the plant either to compost or whatever. They don't actually use the rest of the plant at the moment. And then the flower is processed to create CBD.
But it has to be processed on the farm.
Yeah. And a lot of farmers obviously don't have that processing capability. So that's a huge problem.
So what kind of scale of or amount of farmers are we talking about growing hemp? So if there's, I suppose, so many difficulties around it.
Yeah, interest, despite all these difficulties, interest is growing. I was speaking with members of the Hemp Cooperative Ireland, and they said when they started out, and I think it was 2018, there were maybe 8 people present at their first meeting. Now there's well over 200. So it is one of those things that, even though there's so much red tape around it, growing hemp, especially for CBD production, is extremely lucrative. Farmers can make a decent amount on 1 to 3 acres of hemp if they're growing it for CBD production. The problem there, again, is that most of the hemp in Europe, like we talked about earlier, is grown for fiber. So it's grown for building materials and other things, not CBD. And there are special kinds of hemp that are better suited to CBD. And they can't necessarily get their hands on that seed, because they can only get seed that's approved by the European seed bank, basically. Okay. So that's another problem that they, you know, for 1 to 3 acres, if they had the right kind of seed, they could make up to €20,000 for 1 year's crop.
We don't have the correct type of seed.
We don't, no. So right now they're only making kind of up to 3,000. That's a huge jump if you think about it, from 3,000 to 20,000 for one crop.
And I suppose maybe we're getting into talking ifs and buts here now, but if hemp production was to grow more in Ireland and to a greater scale, in your opinion, Janine, what needs to be done? Is it that there needs to be a changing in regulations, or do we need the processing facilities, or more processing facilities, or both?
Both, definitely. I think, first of all, though, that the Department of Agriculture really needs to kind of take control of the situation too. In a sense, there are so many farmers now interested in growing hemp. There's actually really great research being done in terms of soil health. Like, growing hemp could actually replenish the soil, because their roots go down so deep, they bring up nutrients from deeper down into the soil and bring it to the top. So there are people out there saying that if farmers were able to grow 1 acre or 3 acres of hemp per year in different areas, if they rotated around their farm, it would be really, really good for their soil health and good for the environment in turn. So, I mean, there is research that still needs to be done, but I think the DAFM really needs to get involved in that and kind of take a leadership role in that situation. That would lead then to infrastructure. So they need to have the right processing units available to them. They need to have the right, there's this thing called a decorticator, and it takes that hemp and it processes it, because it's very strong, it's very fibrous. You need specialized equipment for that. So that would have to happen as well. And then on top of that, they would absolutely need to change the regulations surrounding hemp and the restrictions on farmers because of that minuscule amount of THC. Those laws are quite outdated. The wording from the laws is from the 1970s, and it's quite vague as well. So a lot of clarifications need to happen around that.
And are other countries much more progressive in terms of growing hemp than us in Ireland?
Yeah, there are a lot more countries who have been doing it longer and at a larger industrial scale than Ireland, certainly. In terms of CBD, again, there aren't that many countries in Europe who are specializing in CBD production. So Ireland could be potentially a real leader there in Europe. But in North America, they have been growing hemp for CBD for quite some time, and they've developed a lot of specialized equipment and innovations there that we could be learning from and kind of taking from them as well. Also, their seeds have become so highly specialized for CBD that if we were able to take seed from North America and grow it here in Ireland, it would increase profitability like tenfold for farmers.
I suppose just in your own view, Janine, can you see hemp taken off in Ireland in the next 10, 15 years or from what price? Well, you've done quite a bit of research on the situation.
Yeah, I think with more research, especially on the environmental front, it could be something for farmers that in terms of, you know, protecting their own environment, their own patch of the earth, growing hemp could be really, really good in that sense. Growing hemp could also be really profitable for these farmers. So it could be a lovely, nice little cash crop for them every year to be growing 1 to 3 acres of hemp. It only takes 3 months from seed to harvest. It's a very quick growing crop. So it wouldn't take much for a farmer to just grow a field of hemp and sell it, make a good amount of money. And then that's part of their soil health plan, you know? So I think there's a lot of potential there, and I think it needs to be researched properly and developed.
And you mentioned there about environmental impact. Talk to me a small bit about that.
So hemp is, it has a very low impact in terms of the things that you can make from it, in terms of how quickly it grows, in terms of its, like I said, its root system. It goes so deep down in the soil that it's actually really, really good for soil health. But also in terms of the things we use as consumers every single day, things like cotton, paper made from trees. There are all kinds of things that we make from unsustainable sources that could be made from hemp in a more sustainable way. So there is that aspect of it to look at as well. They're also looking at using hemp for things like biofuels. And I've touched on that a little bit when I researched palm oil. You know, using things like soy or palm oil for biofuel right now, biodiesel, is really, really harmful to the environment and to biodiversity. So hemp could be an alternative for that as well. So there's so many different ways that you could be using hemp that would be better for our environment and good for farmers too, for their pockets.
Janine, any truth in the rumor that you're starting to grow hemp on the home farm in Tipperary?
Don't tell my husband. Yeah, I've got my little patch. No, I will absolutely not grow hemp until things change, for sure. I think it's so difficult for farmers right now. And I really do take my hat off to the people who are kind of pioneering this movement and doing the research, because the people who are actually growing and processing the hemp are taking part in this active research on soil health, on all the different things that they can use hemp for. And I really do think they're doing some really great work.
I suppose we really are in the spring of hemp's life in Ireland. We're at kind of stage one. So it'd be interesting to see over time how it does progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish everyone involved the best of luck, because yeah, it is a long process, but hopefully they'll get there in the end.
We'll have you back on the podcast anyway when there's more developments, but God knows who that could be, so we'll get you on again for something different anyway.
You can't shut me up about these things, Anne.
I wouldn't even try, Janine, don't worry.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Not at all. Thanks very much for coming on, Janine, and best of luck in your awards.
Thank you.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.